This news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 57 years. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. Two vehicles collided at Lakeshore and Rapson Road after one driver failed to observe a stop sign while being followed by law enforcement. Both vehicles were traveling straight when they occurred at the intersection. Emergency crews and ambulance personnel responded, and at least one individual was transported to Harbor Beach Community Hospital for treatment. A citation was issued to the driver, who did not stop at the posted stop sign. Harbor Beach Police Department, Harbor Beach Fire Department, East Huron Ambulance, all assisted the Huron County Sheriff's Department at the scene. This morning, Friday, September 19th, about 7 a.m., a serious accident occurred at Sebring Road involving a silver Chevy Impala and two semi-trucks. According to reports from one of the truck drivers, the Impala crossed the yellow line, swerved in front of the two trucks, lost control, flipped, and rolled into the driver's side. It was a miracle that no one was hit by the trucks. Both occupants were able to crawl out of the car with rescue crews on the scene. Sebring police, ambulance, fire responded promptly. The occupants were transported to the hospital. The driver is believed to be employed at Huron Castings in Pigeon. No official police report is yet available. Further updates will be provided as information becomes available. A 2001 Nissan Sentra traveling eastbound on Learman Road lost control, rolled approximately five times before coming to rest in a ditch in Barona Township, Huron County. The driver, who was wearing a seatbelt, sustained head injuries and was transported by Central Huron Ambulance to Shurer Hospital. No airbags were deployed. The vehicle was towed, and Bad Axe Fire Department assisted on the scene. The crash is still under investigation, and there is no other vehicles involved. Here's a word from our sponsor.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Mike from More Motors. Vehicle purchase can be frightening for some, but here at More Motors, we make sure that we turn the anxiety meter down to zero. Here at More, unlike city dealers, we will not charge you a prep fee. What we care about here at More is giving you a great buying experience, and helping you pick the right vehicle is a big part of that. Here at More's, we constantly get vehicles in that aren't here long enough to advertise. So please call us and tell us exactly what you're looking for in case it's not in stock. Our staff is ready to take care of you before, during, and most importantly, after the sale.
Todd Bowers here with More Motors of Cairo. We offer the best prices with the best customer service in the Thumb. At More Motors of Cairo, we check all of the available discounts and incentives on your behalf and give you the best price right away. No funny business, just honesty, transparency, and fairness to everyone who visits our showroom. Visit More Motors of Cairo, knowing you're in good hands before, during, and after the sale. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving the Carol for over 60 years.
All right, the search and investigation of missing Raymond J. Babbitt, 36, of Owendale, continues and will expand on Saturday. A large search will take place tomorrow morning under the direction of the Christian Aid Ministries Search and Rescue Group. They are all-volunteer, professional search and rescue nonprofit organization based out of Ohio. The specific group coming Saturday is one of 10 of these groups in our region of the United States. And they also worked in the past with Sanilac County Sheriff's Department with a incident last year. Approximately 20 to 30 of their members are expected to travel to Owendale from around the state and Indiana. They will come pretty much self-contained with equipment, transportation, command trailers, explained Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen. Our officers and local firemen will be supporting them. Their participation will be the seventh organization to assist in this incident. Babbitt was last seen on Monday. However, information compiled and other video surveillance in partial form of Owendale area and opinions have been formed by the sheriff's office as well as officers of agencies assisting us since it began. The belief is now leaning towards a missing man have been voluntarily picked up and taken out of the area, Hansen explained. But anyone with information on this missing man's whereabouts or about this incident are asked to call Huron Central Dispatch at 989-269-6421. And the St. Clair County Sheriff's Drug Task Force made three arrests this week following multiple investigations targeting meth distribution. On September 17th, officers served a search warrant at a resident in Clyde Township where meth was found and drug paraphernalia was seized, resulting in the arrest of 73-year-old John Ross. Later that evening, a second search warrant was executed in Wales Township, leading to the seizure of meth, packaging materials, scales, and ammunition. John Fix, 64, and Teresa Atwarp, 56, were arrested at the location. Charges against the suspects include possession and distribution of methamphetamines, maintaining a drug house, possession of ammunition by a prohibited person, and tampering with evidence. The Drug Task Force emphasizes its ongoing commitment to removing narcotics from the community and addressing the root cause of drug distribution through these enforcement actions. And that's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net. And I have no obituaries to report for tonight, September 19th, 2025.